You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Accused killer Brian Koberger claimed he was on a late-night drive alone on the fateful evening four students were viciously stabbed in their college home in November 2022, providing an alibi to prove his innocence before the quadruple murder case goes to trial. Newly filed docs from his legal team claimed that Koberger was driving solo, as he often did, to hike and run and or see the moon and stars near Pullman, Washington, when Madison Mogan, 21, Kaylee Gonsalves, 21, Sean Akernadel, 20, and Ethan Chapin, 20, were attacked, RadarOnline.com has learned. His attorneys argued that Koberger, a former Ph.D. criminology student, was not in the proximity of the victim's house in Moscow when police believed the crime took place. They pledged to call a cell tower data expert they say can substantiate their claims. Koberger's lawyers further allege that prosecutors haven't shared more discovery information as requested. They said the cell phone expert's testimony will also reveal the critical exculpatory evidence, further corroborating Mr. Koberger's alibi, was either not preserved or has been withheld. When the suspect was arrested in December 2023, cops cited that a white Hyundai was seen in surveillance footage driving to and from the site of the killings that matched Koberger's car. Furthermore, DNA from a knife sheath left at the crime scene was traced to Koberger. The sheath was later processed and had COB bar USMC and the United States Marine Corps Eagle Globe and Anchor insignia stamped on the outside of it, it was stated in the 19-page affidavit. The Idaho State Lab later located a single source of male DNA, suspect profile, left on the button snap of the knife sheath. The sheath was found next to the bodies of Mogan and Gonsalves. Prior cell phone data obtained by prosecutors showed that Koberger traveled south and left his home 2 hours before the murders and then turned his phone off. The device was later turned on while en route from Idaho to Pullman. According to an affidavit, his cell pinged in the area of the 1122 King Road home where the killings took place on at least 12 occasions prior to that fateful evening. Koberger has pleaded not guilty, but faces the death penalty if he is convicted.
Now, don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.